This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to stay on this story until I get an answer. Oh, my producers know I'm obsessed at this point. I'm obsessed. Weekend at Bernie's. I believe Ruth Bader Ginsburg is no longer with us. I think she's passed away. And a guy tweeted this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg turned 86 last Friday, March 15th. No birthday photos. No congratulatory tweets. No photos of her back on the job after recovering from cancer surgery. She's important enough to make a movie about, but not important enough to show back on the job. Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I know. You're like, Kevin, you're like a dog with a bone, man. Yeah, I am. I am. I'm an attack dog, and I say, look, we're not talking about an ordinary person here. And I'm not making her any higher than anybody, but her role, the role that she plays, is significant in our country. Now, that was a recent vote. They said it went 5-4. How do we know it really went 5-4? I have not seen hide nor hair of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Not enough to make me believe she exists. I think this is like that movie Dave, where, did you see that? Where Kevin, what's his face, Klein, he plays the president, and he's a fake president because the real president is in a coma. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they got a body double, if you could find one. That was mean. If they could find a body double for little old frail Ruth, you know, like that lady from The Wedding Singer. I think she passed away. But, they, you know, Hollywood can do some stuff. Yeah, Hollywood can do some stuff. I saw, Dr. Drew? Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew, where they took these young cats, made them look old. They could do this. Yeah, believe me, they could find somebody with her frame that, you know, that's willing. There's got to be somebody. Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, for all I know, could be Dr. Could be a good Ginsburg at this point. He put enough makeup on her. Here's the way you do it. You go to the Supreme Court and you put on an Ariana Grande song, and if Ruth gets up and starts gyrating and singing, and you go, I knew you were Ariana Grande. I knew it. You weren't fooling me. See, I think RBG is, I'm just saying. Look, TMZ had one picture of RBG supposedly getting into a limo on her birthday. And in the same article, they show a picture of her from when she was at the airport weeks ago. But we can't get a, I'm saying, and by the way, the limo picture, I want you to understand how TMZ operates. TMZ is paparazzi, and they wait to get these interviews and the pictures. And you've seen the show. I know my youngsters here, you guys have seen the show. Oh, you old folks out there listening to the Kevin Jackson show, I know some young ones out there listening to. You don't have to put that in my ear. I got it. But here's my thing. You know the format of this show where Harvey Levin and this black dude, they have a group of people and they're going out. They're paparazzi and they're waiting on people to get to from the airport and this, that, and the other. And it's high-definition interviews and pictures of starlets and without makeup and, you know, looking all frail, whatever. They got a grainy picture of RBG leaving a restaurant, getting into the limo, and all it says is, RBG on her 86th birthday, getting into the limo. And below that, it's got a picture of her at Reagan National Airport saying, you know, she's getting a little bit of help. There was two people practically holding her up like Hillary when she was about to flop during the election, during the campaign. But anyway, she's walking through the airport all frail with people surrounding her. And it's an old picture. The only article I saw before that was back in November before she fell. There's no pictures. Now, TMZ is known for getting high-quality digital photos, high-quality video when they do interviews. And what they normally do, just while we're on the subject and you're listening to the Kevin Jackson show and Kevin Jackson giving his opinion about RBG maybe not being around, they don't even go up to her and say, hey, Justice Ginsburg, how are you feeling these days? while she's getting in the car. Nobody does an interview with her. Nobody says, hey, Justice Ginsburg, how you feeling? When are you back on the court? Hey, what about that recent decision? You know, hey, all they say is she seems like she's sassy. I mean, the article, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. My producer's saying, I'm kidding. Go look. Okay, the article's still up on the computer. Wait, school him. School him. Listen, here's the deal. The article implies that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is like freaking teaching Pilates, okay, at Orange Theory, and that she's in great health. And, oh, hey, RBG, happy 86. We hope that you live to be 90. Why did they pick 4 years? Hmm? Why did they pick 4 years? You want to know why? Because they hope Donald Trump will be gone. That's why. Produce Ruth. That's all I'm saying. Look, Ruth is not my responsibility as an individual, but I feel a kinship because she is a Supreme Court justice. She has a very grave responsibility. And by the way, whether the left like it or not, Donald Trump is going to be replacing her. Oh, that'll trigger him, won't it? That'll trigger him. They hate that. Read any article about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and you know what you'll find. If it's written by a leftist, you want to know what you'll find? You will have them actually believing in God. You'll have leftists. You'll have leftists going, God, please let her. If there is a God, will you please let her live? It is so funny to look at them because they're desperate. The Supreme Court that is 6-3. Oh, by the way, they want to expand the court. Have you heard this? Yeah, the left wants to expand the court. They said it expanded during the time of FDR. It needs to expand again. Why? What's wrong with 9 justices? I think that's plenty of justices. Now they want 15. And I say do it. Do it now. Because Donald Trump not only is going to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, he'll put 6 more people on the court. And I hope he puts 20-year-olds. I do. Because if they want something to backfire, do it. Can you imagine the court being, instead of 6-3, being 12-3? Even if we lost 2 justices for whatever reason, it would still be, what, 7-5 or 8-4? I mean, that's wrong. I'm doing the math wrong. What, we'd have 15, right? So it would be like, you know, 9-6 or something like that. We would have the court for a while. And if there's anything that we need to have control of, it's the courts. SCOTUS just made a great decision on immigration detention for Donald Trump. So they're getting it. They claim Ruth Bader Ginsburg voted, but I want to see it because I think it's weekend at Bernie's. I think she expired during Black History Month as an homage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful 4-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crazy world out there these days. Jussie Smollett off, but in trouble. In trouble. Yeah, there's a connection between Michelle Obama and the state's attorney and all this other stuff and how they got off and all this stuff. So it's not over. Thankfully, it's not over because talk about a miscarriage of justice. Holy cow. 844-551-8255 is how to contact me, the Kevin Jackson Show. Would love to hear from you. Oh, my goodness. But this next story, whew, this one's interesting to me. It really is because, I will tell you right now, in full disclosure, I will cuddle with a dude. But it better be under the most dire of circumstances. You know, like you went out for a hunt. And you guys are out there hunting bears or whatever, and then suddenly a frost, you know, like a freak snowstorm comes up, and you weren't really prepared, and it's between life and death, and then you got to cuddle, you know, in order to preserve heat. I'll cuddle with a dude, okay? But for the most part, I'm not cuddling with a dude. It ain't going to happen, no. But there's a Montgomery County group of men that they say are looking to help men through the therapeutic power of cuddling. And I'll admit, cuddling can be fun. If you cuddle with your mate, it can be fun. You know, just big spoon, little spoon, doesn't matter. If you're, I'm talking as a guy now, if your girl's behind you and she comes behind you, you feel good, even though it's a little bit disconcerting, like, whoa, hey, you know, at first, but after you, oh, it's you, okay, yeah, then you can cuddle. And of course, it's always good for the guy, you can cuddle. Even if your woman is three times your size, if you cuddle with her and you just look like a little, you know, chihuahua on her back, you still, it's a good thing to cuddle. You feel good. You feel manly and, you know, I don't know, but it you know, it does something. It releases endorphins. I'm no clinical psychiatrist or psychologist or a doctor of any sort. But I do believe that cuddling does have medicinal effects. But I ain't cuddling with no dude unless it's life or death. But the men's therapeutic cuddle group's goal, they say, is to provide a safe structure and platonic environment for men to experience the three A's. It's tough to read this because I would never be a part of this group. Okay, the three A's: acceptance, affirmation, and affection. Now, I will say this. If you're in a non-affectionate relationship, you know, your girl doesn't want to cuddle or hold hands with you, and you're missing that effect, I understand. But really, the way you want to solve this problem is you want to go find a dude to cuddle with? I'm sorry. I think you're gay. Okay? I'm just going to put it out there. What do you guys? Right? My producers agree. This is, okay, one of the, I'm not going to say the rare occasions, but what are we, like 50-50? They don't always agree, even though they're on payroll. I threaten them with their salaries from time to time, but they don't make enough for it to be a real threat. Anyway, long story short, that's just gay. And they call it the men's therapeutic cuddle group. Just shut up and stop trying to fool people and tell people that, look, I'm with a woman. I don't really want to have sex necessarily, but I want to cuddle with a dude. I mean, to me, that's still, I get it. I can understand some people going, Kevin, that's not really gay. That's just like, you know, that's like a homeboy coming up giving you a shove. No, it's not. It is not the same as a dude coming up going, what's up, my man? Giving you a shove. That's a quick little bam, and you back away like, okay, how about them bears? But to say, hey, man, I'm going to need more than a shug today. Let's go lay on the sofa and cuddle. No, said no real man ever. What kind of thing is this? I love this part. This next part is a jewel. Y'all ready? Okay. The group... this is too funny to read. The group is accepting of men from all backgrounds. Really? You'll accept all men? What? I was trying to figure out, what do you not want to accept? What do you mean all different backgrounds? Like, yeah, we will accept black men and white men, Asian men and Indian men. We will accept every man of all different types. But now it gets even better. Here's the real thing. Okay. He said, but notes. Men with back or knee injuries... or those suffering from obesity may find it difficult to fully participate. Now I know it's for gay guys. I'm telling you it is. Back injuries. They are going to have you on all fours and having you go, there is no way. And you can read this and not read into it. Okay, guys, look, I can read between the lines. I don't know if you have that skill. I can read between the lines. Back injuries and knee injuries. What are they trying to tell you? That's more than cuddling. What is cuddling? I'm just trying to figure it out. You get up in the bed. Somebody, you have to go to sleep, right? You get in the bed, lay in the bed, get into the, you know, the fetal position, so to speak. What's that got to do with obesity or back and knee injuries? What's that got to do with any of that? Yeah, you go there. You go in a man. You come out a eunuch. You come out a girly man. This is a group establishes safe touch boundaries. Safe touch boundaries. I love the terminology that people use when they, you know, when they're telling you what's not, what it isn't, right? Safe touch boundaries. Like, you get what do they call it with those people that are into like, you know, crazy sex. The safe word people. Anyway, the safe word. Yeah. You'd probably get issued a safe word. They said the group establishes safe touch boundaries before every session and only allows non-sexual cuddling. Participants must remain fully clothed at all times and must shower before meeting. So they don't want anybody stinky coming to the meeting. He said the meeting page also notes that, quote, most men... Oh, wow. This is so cold. Most men experience some level of arousal during cuddling. This is completely normal. We're all guys. We just ignore it. There's no shame here. I'm going to tell you something right now. You guys don't even have to answer. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I guarantee you, if I'm cuddling with a dude, there is no arousal. Zero. See, that's how real men roll. None. Zero. Even if you're an effeminate little dude that kind of favors a woman. Zero arousal. Okay, that's just, it isn't even mind over matter. That's okay. You don't have to believe me, but go get in a bed and go cuddle. Or if you're in your office, just get on the floor and cuddle right now. I'm going to give you a second. Okay, if you're cuddling, if you're driving, don't cuddle. Now, if you're a passenger in the back, go ahead and cuddle. Just cuddle yourself. I can guarantee you that is the same sensation I have if you were to say you're going to be cuddling with a dude. If I'm cuddling with a Navy SEAL and we're out there freezing our balls off, I'm not going to be aroused. I'm just going to be trying to keep my heat inside of my body. Let's just call this group what it is and stop playing around. See, that's what leftists do. They just play games. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in South Florida visiting Lake Okeechobee and touring some of the aging infrastructure that's being updated.
I want to just thank the Army Corps of Engineers. It's been fantastic. I said, let's go. We need a wall also on the border. You know that, right? I'm looking at all these walls. I'm saying southern border, too. Don't forget our southern border. And we're right now building a lot of wall on the southern border.
Record flooding in the Midwest and Great Plains could cause at least $3 billion in damage to the region, and more than one-third of that tally is from agriculture. Dale Reef is a farmer in Iowa, and he's concerned about getting a crop in for this year.
We're still optimistic that hopefully we'll get a plant a crop this coming year and just see how it all plays out.
Reef was speaking there on Fox News and says any planting that would take place would be in about 3 weeks. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chick is melting down. Wow. I'm not giggling because she's melting down, just for the record. I'm not. I don't wish anybody ill will. I really don't. Even lunatics like her. But it is kind of fun to watch. Yeah, the congresswoman finds herself in a fight. See, it's easy to be popular and hit the talk show circuit when you're sort of a flash. People, oh my gosh, wow, she wants you, you know. And all Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had to do, I'm just going to say AOC because I can't say her name. AOC, all she had to do was keep her mouth shut. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. And I'm not saying that from a male point of view. I know there are people out there, the left is going, see how these men just want women to keep their mouth, just keep a barefoot and pregnant. No. I don't want her barefoot and pregnant. I don't care how she lives her life. I'm giving her advice. I'm saying if you want to survive the D.C. swamp, which, by the way, is not only rat-infested and alligator-infested and all that, it is shark-infested. You leave the swamp and go into the water, it's salt water, and the salties are going to get you. The sharks are going to get you. Blood in the water. Doesn't matter who you are. Blood in the water. I'm not making reference to her being a woman. People out there, blood in the water. Look at him. What are you talking about? Remember when Trump said something about bleeding for Megyn Kelly and everybody was having a conniption? Look at him, talking about her bleeding, talking about her period. I don't know whether he was or he wasn't. I'm not talking about all this. I'm saying if you go to D.C., just understand you're bleeding. There's blood in the water. If you're a newbie and you go to D.C., blood in the water. New person in prison, right? And unless you're ready to load up some quarters in a sock and start knocking people upside the head, you're probably going to be somebody's girlfriend. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Politics, blood sport. But it with Ocasio-Cortez, it came out of nowhere, man. This girl answered the casting call, got a point, you know, got the people working with her because they knew how stupid she was. It was like Obama. I mean, there's so many parallels. They knew how stupid she was, so they said, hey, she's a bumpkin. Her campaign is potentially violated rules and all that. I don't think that matters. They're going to get her out of it. They'll pay her way out of it. But still, violated rules, you know, everything she claims to be against, she seems to be for when you start looking at her record now. So she's under the microscope, and she's made herself an easy target, right? I mean, outside of the fact that she's abject stupidity, she is stupidity walking on two legs. But I'm not telling you what you haven't realized for yourself. Everybody knows she's stupid, except her. Do you know that person? Come on. The person that you go, Surely the guy knows he's an idiot, right? Everybody knows it. But he's like, what are you talking about? No, I'm not an idiot. My ideas are good. Okay, fine. But why don't you ever accomplish anything? Why don't you ever win? You know, whatever. No. There are people, you know them, you know. Okay, let me do it a different way. Do you know the person that thinks they're cute, but they're really not? Yeah, that person. That's AOC. Her ideas, folks, have wreaked havoc in her home state of New York, in her congressional district, so much so that the governor begged Amazon to please reconsider the move. Just, you know, I said it in another broadcast. He's out there going, Amazon, please, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? He's got knee pads on going to talk to Bezos, right? He's got makeup. Jeff, how's it going? Bezos is like, Cuomo? Because Cuomo's got makeup on and a wig. Okay, wake up. That's what I call it. He's got wake up. Wig and makeup. My mind moves faster than my mouth sometimes. So anyway, think about it. So forget the Green New Deal. That showcased craziness, right? That was crazy on steroids. But killing 25,000 high-paying, tax-producing jobs is the height of stupidity. A move only a brain-dead communist would make. A communist, somebody who believes that corporate America is out to crush the little man. It propelled her to front-page status. She fought back. I fought the big corporations on your behalf, constituents. Yay! Enjoy your poverty! Woohoo! With that big old horse grin. I ain't gonna lie. I will tease you over your looks. I will do it. I've done it before. I do it to family, though. It's not like I just single her out or anybody else. I will, if you got a pimple on you, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna go, dude, what? You 17 again? And on your nose? Holy cow, boy. You I'm public. How'd you get out? How'd they let you out with that big old thing? If that busts, you're gonna get a lawsuit. So you hit somebody in the eye. Bing! I'm gonna ride you. About your pimple. And if you're having a bad day, I'll leave you alone. But I'm going to ride you because that's just who I am. That's how I roll. Yeah. Anyway, 25,000 high-paying jobs. So she gets propelled, kills the Amazon deal, and effectively made Democrats officially the anti-business party. See, that's the thing. She raised it to the level that people are like, the Democrats, like, they'll kill your job. Can you imagine how many union people and Democrats went, holy cow, man, I would have liked to have gotten a job over that place. Yeah. Anyway. New poll came out, 12% of New Yorkers consider Ocasio-Cortez a hero after she worked to sabotage the Amazon deal. Thousands of jobs, billions of dollars gone on the whim of a bartender turned congresswoman, a woman who thinks she knows it all and knows nothing. 38% label her a villain. Three times more people see her as a villain more than a hero. This is not some crazy, you know, Fox News sponsored poll. Not that Fox News is conservative or anything. I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to go there. All right. But anyway, 38% call her a villain. But what does she do? She gets mad. She doesn't get, look, don't get mad at the messengers. But here's what she tweeted about this. When centrists care more about the GOP base than the Dem base, bigotry gets legitimized. So the centrists, you people out there who consider yourselves centrists, you don't have a political affiliation, it's your fault. You care more about the GOP base than you do the Democrat base. You care more about jobs and tax-generating, revenue-generating corporations than you do the little man, the guy that doesn't want to work but wants to get paid. Yeah, you care more about him, the person that isn't qualified but wants to have a livable wage. Why are you more concerned about them than my constituency? Oh, I don't know. AOC, can I get back with you? She says, this is the playbook. GOP does it with virtually every Dem figure who isn't a white male. Otherize, demonize, and splinter. So she says they otherize. Is that like simatize? A Simon Eyes. Is it Simon Eyes? Y'all don't, you don't even know. You're too young to even know what Simon Eyes is. Anyway, she says they otherize you. So you're other. Then they demonize you and they splinter you. Let me tell you what Ocasio-Cortez is telling you. She's telling you what the Democrats do. They otherize you. Oh, Kevin, you didn't vote for Barack Obama. Well, guess what, Negro? You are no longer Negro. Right? And then they demonize you. Can't believe it. Who'd you, how, what would you vote for that white man? Would vote for that? Yeah, like all the other white men I voted for prior to Obama. Yeah, so she clearly leftist women have this problem with men, particularly white men. And what's funny to me is the white eunuchs on their side of the aisle seem to not care. They're like, doody, doody, doody. Oh, they're talking about us again. Well, you know what? We deserve it. It's okay. We deserve it. She says, it's vital that we adapt and dismantle this approach, not cow to it. Not cow to it? I think she meant kowtow. Anyway, she says, we can't gloss over it or quietly consider that the shrewd thing to do is to nominate someone who wouldn't be subjected to bigoted attacks. So the white guy that she beat, if he were in office and he were proposing the nonsensical things that she was doing, we would let it slide because he's a white boy. Yeah. She says, morally, we cannot give a pass to this dangerous tactic. But even politically, the Dem base is all the people you demoralize by not standing up. We get called names. Look, I'm not even going into it. I ain't even going to entertain this clown. What does the polling about her killing a deal have to do with bigotry or gender? Those are ramblings. It reminded me of a friend that gets a new hobby. They know a little bit about it, but they're all in, you know, and it dominates all their discussions. They join clubs every weekend. They attend a gathering for the people involved in their new hobby. They're so excited. And while you want to get together with them, you know that the topic will be dominated. Every topic will be about the new hobby. If it's building rockets or something, no matter what you say, hey, I had this great restaurant we found the other day. Yeah, I was eating over there. It's close to where I've launched my rockets. Somehow they're going to make it about the rockets, right? That's what AOC is about. She knows absolutely nothing about rockets. She's just started the hobby. She showcases her abject stupidity, but she loves to be on the camera. Most people would be embarrassed by her interviews. They would choose to limit them, or at least stay on subject, learn more about things behind the scenes. But she pushed in all in months ago and dedicates herself to leftist stupidity. She happily backs herself into a corner, and her own base detests her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupt him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They're too expensive. People are going broke trying to pay for it. And the deductibles are averaging over $7,000. So you have to spend $7,000 before you get anything. That's a very unusual circumstance. So the deductibles are way too high. Obamacare is a disaster. So we're going to be the part, and I said it yesterday, and I mean it 100%. I understand health care now, especially very well. A lot of people don't understand it. We are going to be the Republicans, the party of great health care. The Democrats are, they've let you down. They came up with Obamacare. It's terrible. I got rid of the individual mandate.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Donald Trump is saying the Republican Party is going to be the party of great health care. There's no if. That's the marketing mantra for this. He's saying, look, they gave you junk. $7,000 before you get anything. You can't even get started in your health care. Who can afford that? Even if they give you $3,000 in welfare, which is what Barack Obama did. And for the record, Valerie Jarrett touted this to black people that, look, we gave you Obamacare, meaning you're not likely to go to the hospital. So just sign up, get your little $3,000 and you'll be fine. But what happens if you have to go to the hospital? How did your Obamacare work for you then? How's your God now, Moses? Huh? How's your God now? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Thank you for being a part of what I do each and every day, 5 days a week, now 2 hours a day. And I enjoy spending this time with you. I really do, because you get an insight to me. I get an insight to you because you guys send me notes and phone calls and what have you. And we try to get to most of it as best we can. But I got to tell you, we got a lot of work ahead of us. That's why we do this. That's why I'm doing this. We have a lot of work ahead of us. And I love that the president sees exactly how to seize on, you know, S-E-I-Z-E, seize on the moment, seize on the very thing that they think he's afraid of. See, the left want us to believe he's afraid to tackle Obamacare because I was watching a thing going over to see my aunt, and they had MSNBC, and it says, Trump to remove millions from health care. That was like there. 20 million from health care. 20 million people. And Trump's like, they can tell you whatever they want. They can try to scare you into believing whatever you want about Obamacare. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make your health care affordable. I'm going to make it to where you're not afraid to use it so that you can become healthier and be a contributing member to society. Let me tell you right now, in my family, I don't have health care insurance, and here's the reason. There's only one outlet in Arizona for me to get it and not go on Obamacare. There's only one, I don't know, whatever it was. There were multiple in Missouri, not that many, but I was able to find one that fit my budget and fit, met my needs. Now, up to this point, I had amazing, you know, health care was expensive, but I paid for it, and it met my needs. They killed that plan. My rates went up 300% over the next 2 years, and before I could even touch my health care, Trump's talking about $7,000. It was over $20,000 before I could even get any significant health care. 20 grand. Now, you tell me who can afford that. What Barack Obama did with Obamacare was he made it damn near impossible for you to get health care and use it at any point. People became afraid to go to the doctor. And I swear to you, I think it was part of what they were trying to do. I think they wanted, it was almost like, okay, white people been going to the doctor for years, now we going to make black people go to the doctor. It's almost like, why are you flipping this? Obamacare offered nothing to the public, nothing.
Oh, it covers pre-existing injury.
Go try to go to the hospital, use your Obamacare for pre-existing anything. If the price of admission was 20 grand for me, even with pre-existing conditions, it was 20 grand. Now you go,
well, Kevin, that's a lot of small price to pay if you got cancer. I didn't have cancer.
My pre-existing conditions are, well, I need to get this thing that felt like a hernia. It wasn't, as it turned out. I need to get all these different little things. I have a problem with my foot. You know, it's got a strange, creaky thing to it that prevents me from running as fast as I'd like. Things like that. So just things you would get checked out that would, before they get any worse. Nope, don't use your Obamacare. Donald Trump, thankfully, gets it. And he says, I'll confront it. I'll be the boogeyman for a little bit. But once they learn the truth, Jussie Smollett, once they learn the truth, Robert Mueller report, once they learn the truth, DNC and Adam Schiff and Nadler and James Comey, FBI, etc., Barack Obama, they're going to remember who was telling them the truth. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump says, the Democrats let you down. I got rid of the individual mandate. What he's doing is he's speaking to all these people that couldn't afford health care, that were getting the penalties. He's saying, I took that off your backs. You know what else I did? I gave you a fatter salary. I gave you a job. I gave you the opportunity to change jobs and get more money. I brought back good paying jobs. When you look, let me sell him. I'll become the Chamber of Commerce of Donald Trump, not because I'm some cheerleader sitting in my, you know, office and studio going, "Ooh, he's so good. He's so green, dreamy. He's amazing, man. He's so amazing," which is what people did with Barack Obama. Donald Trump did a lot more than that, though. This happened a while back, and I meant to get to this story. We didn't get to it, but he rescinded billions of dollars. They made this announcement, and they've been talking about it for several months, but he used the Impound Act of 1977 to rescind more than $15 billion in previously approved spending, which had been approved by simple majorities of Congress. So let me give you some examples. So since 1974, both the Democratic and Republican presidents have used the ICA, Impoundment Act of 1974, to propose nearly $76 billion in cuts to federal spending. Today's package, when they did this under Trump, was the largest in the history of the ICA and includes recessions of unobligated balances from prior years and reductions to the budget authority for mandated programs. And this money had been sitting in coffers for years, waiting to be spent. So let me give you some ideas of what Donald Trump gave us back. Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Loan Program. $4.3 billion rescission of funds that had been untouched since 2011. Title 17, Innovative Technology Loan Guarantee Program. $523 million in unobligated balances dating back to the stimulus that were provided for energy loan guarantees. The authority to make these guarantees lapsed in 2011. Trust me, Barack Obama's really upset that he didn't get to give this money to his cronies. Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. Rescission of $800 million that this innovation center has no plans to spend in fiscal years 2018, 2019. In 2020, they will receive a new mandatory appropriation of $10 billion. They haven't even spent this. Let me tell you what's going on. I've told you guys how this works. All these departments know how to park money into other accounts. These are technicality accounts where they can extend the fiscal year of their money. Because government has two things. They have the color of money, and the color of money dictates where that money can be spent. And then they have a fiscal year boundary. So technically, you get your budget, you're supposed to spend it in the fiscal year. But there are contract vehicles that allow the government to extend the fiscal year by four additional years and discolor the money. So if your money is supposed to be spent on, say, building maintenance, and you can put that money into a different contract, a type of contract that will there's a type of contract that will extend that money for 4 years and not force you to use it for building maintenance. So let's say they get $10 million for building maintenance every year. And then, of course, it goes up every year. But they only spend $8 million. They can park $2 million into another contract vehicle that lets them extend it for another 4 years and discolor it. They can then spend it on whatever they want. That's what's happening here. And so what happens is all this money just builds up, and it just keeps building up. There's so much money in the government to be spent, theoretically, they don't even know where it is. I swear this is true, folks. They can't even account for it. And so that's what Trump is doing. He's going and he's like, "Oh, we're going to get rid of this stuff." Here's one. Ebola response, a rescission of $252 million in excess funds remaining from the initial Ebola outbreak in 2015. They declared the end of the epidemic in 2016. $252 million has been set aside for that. Railroad unemployment insurance extended benefits, a rescission of $133 million in unobligated balances. Animal and plant and health inspection, a rescission of $148 million, including funds for responding to disease outbreaks that are now resolved. And I could go on. This is where our money's been going, and Donald Trump's the first guy to look at this and say, "We're cutting a ton."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.